Hello, welcome to the show. How are we? Hello, and welcome to our show. Ah, look at that. There's that audio clipping right off the fucking bat. Well, it wasn't doing it last night. Too bad. we'll just have to see. Anyway, welcome to our what is this, pre-show for the 7th of September. This is a Tuesday. I got to go over to the DMV today and get my real ID. So there you go. You guys know what a real ID is? Are you aware of the fact that you have to have a real ID to fly in this country after some date in October? I bet you weren't. That's how fucked up shit is because of the, quote, pandemic. I'm not one of these guys that's ready to just start blaming people for shit, but I'll tell you, it's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of stuff, baby. So let me see. Let me go over to our website, and you can help me pick out. The thing we ought to do right off the bat is get a classic, a BSP classic. We always do an hour, a BSP classic hour. Excuse me. Ole Miss 36, Louisville 10. God, I can't get into football at all. I don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit anymore. It's just, have I gotten older? Have I gotten soured on football? Here it is. When I followed football in the 60s, 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and part of the 2000s, it seemed like football fans to me, and this is probably, I'm probably wrong, I'm probably completely off base, it seemed like they were smarter. Now it seems like football fans are just a bunch of fucking dumb goddamn rednecks who don't know their fucking ass from a hole in the ground about what it is they're looking at. I mean it. And not only that, but the actual game itself now, I think, is stupid. It's just there's other games that are smarter. Put it all together, and what do you got? A guy that you probably hate. Now, I've followed football as closely as anybody. As I mentioned to you guys, I had season tickets. I mean, I was a stone fucking football, pro football fan. I was never much on college football. Didn't follow that shit. I followed college football when I was a kid in high school. And here in Southern California, we had USC, we had O.J. Simpson, and we had, before him, we had Mike Garrett. We had, USC was winning national titles. We had John McKay was a head coach. You know, it was kind of fun. UCLA had some great teams. We had Terry Donahue was their head coach. We had, you know, whoever the fuck they had at UCLA, I forget. Troy Aikman. Before Gary Beben was another big star they had at UCLA. I forget the guys that came out of UCLA. But UCLA football was never as big as UCLA basketball. That was the shit. UCLA basketball was the shit. All right, what are we looking for, man? 2000. And what do we want to look at here, man? July 2000, let's see what we got. July 2000, Coast to Coast with Art Bell gives his theory on Jimmy Hoffa and Peenemann Enterprises introduces the AM-PM mini-mark. Phil talks about helping his wife after surgery, the O.J. Simpson jurors and breast enhancements, Dodger baseball with Ross Porter. Dean Wheeler reads Mind Coil live from the Banana National, the Republican National Convention. What? Phil talks about his stepkid's pet rat. R.C. Collins joins the program to salute 10 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Calls himself handy capable. Didn't we already play this? And he can smoke cigarettes. So let's move on from whatever month that was. July. Let's move then to August of 2000. I remember Maria had surgery on her legs. And I stayed home to... Clara Billings, John Benny Ramsey was blackmailed. Syndicated Survivor winner Richard Hatch is a great role model because gay people make better parents. Let me see. Nope. Fucking no. Charlie LaFountain joins the run-up as possible. Firestone tires are purposely being manufactured. What? Weight Watchers and taking care of his kids' pets. Steve says that Bert Ramsey accidentally killed JonBenet with a Louisville Slugger. He believes the Ramseys have legal right to sue the bat company for not putting a warning sign on the product. Dune buggies, Korean War veteran Lord Bonafide, surprise attack on Russia because their armed forces are down and they're ripe for attack. That's it. Let's do that one. Lloyd Bonafide. Okay. What is that? August of 2000. La da 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 la dee dee dee. This girl from the AT&T commercial, the girl that supposedly has a quote large hips. Why is she afraid of showing those? Is that because guys were giving her shit? Some of you guys are so fucking. Look at, if you don't like a woman's body, just keep your fucking mouth shut and go play with your pet gerbil. Some of you guys don't look all that great yourselves on television, and you're depriving the rest of us men who happen to appreciate a woman's form, no matter how large her hips, you're depriving us because you're acting like fucking the fucking putzes that you are. What is this? Oh, fuck it. August 2000. All right, man. Did we already download that, I wonder? I don't have my... Did I not bring my motherfucking glasses? I did. I did not bring them, but I can still see what I was doing. All right, so that brings us back to the show for today. And this is the 7th of September. Let's check it out, man, from last year, the 7th of September. What were we doing? Who were we? I don't know. 1 year ago, right at the height of the pandemic, when everything was just for shit, you know? Everything was just for shit. Remember how it was, man? David Hall is furious with Phil for being kicked off of Facebook for a day. I don't remember this show. Might be funny. Might not be. Let me see here, man. Let me see how long this fucking piece of shit is. That'll work. September 7th. Let's line it up, bitch. Let's line it up. Hell, we're talking about.
Wait a minute, I did have it.
Let's see. Hello. Hello. Hello.
That's why they held the flag.
What do you mean?
Hey, look, Dick, but I'm going to come across this table. Wait a minute. Bud, the reason why they were holding the Nazi flag, the 101st Airborne.
Oh, I got kicked off. This is when I got kicked off.
One of the most storied and legendary units in all of the United States.
And this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, hey.
Show merch.
From PhilHenrySHow.com, PhilHenrySHow merch.
At PhilHenrySHow.com.
Yeah, and the PhilHenrySHow merch.
Yes, at PhilHenrySHow.com.
And the merch. Okay. Boom. I always know where I go with some of this stuff. So let's go ahead and ad lib ourselves a promo. I think I got the level set on it.